This is file 28, cycle 2. Today's date is May 24th, 2016. This is Jean McMillan. I am interviewing Kathy Mira about several things, including the Fall Festival, the Housatonic Valley Regional High School, where she was librarian, the Office of Deputy Registrar for the Democratic Party, and Salisbury Civic Activities, Salisbury Association Civil Activities. But first we'll start with the genealogical information. This is Jean McMillan, by the way. What is your name?
Kathy Mira.
And your birth date?
November 15th, 1941.
Your birthplace?
Pasadena, California.
Your parents' names?
Donald McKee Anderson.
And your mother?
Elsa Cecilia Anderson.
I haven't heard Cecilia in a long time. Lovely name. And do you or did you have siblings?
I have one sister who's passed away. I have a half-sister who lives in England, and two stepsisters.
Two stepsisters?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What's your educational background after high school?
After high school, I graduated from the University of Oregon with a bachelor's in education. And then later on, I got a master's in library science from Southern Connecticut State University.
And what year was that, please?
Oh, good question. I think it was about 1986? Yeah, maybe.
That's what you told me last time.
Yeah, all right. Sorry about that.
Tell me how you came to the area and when.
Moved here in 1976. My husband at the time and I had a company that did all the preparation for a mobile travel guide. And because of the early days of computers, we didn't have to stay so close to New York. And we were involved with Sports Car Club of America and racing at Lime Rock Park. And we always thought this would be a great place to live. And so when a building came available, the old bank building in Lakeville became available, we bought that building and put our office there and moved up here.
And the building that you bought was the Salisbury Bank and Trust
Salisbury
old
Bank,
building.
Old building, yeah, the one across from the Holly Williams house.
Where the Founders Insurance Company
is. Founders Insurance is now, yeah.
When did you go to the library?
High school library, 1981.
And how long were you the high school librarian?
24 years.
And you retired
in 2005.
Would you tell me some of the local colleagues or principals that you worked with?
Well, Jack Mahoney was principal. When I first came, David Beresdorfer was there as an interim principal. But, of course, he became interim principal a couple of times. And as far as administration, and guidance office was Roland Chinati from Falls Village and Judy Moore from Lakeville. Mm-hmm. And there were a lot of local teachers.
Tell me how the media has changed.
Oh, boy, it has changed.
In 25 words or less.
Yeah. When I first came to the library, we didn't have any computers in the library, but I think there were some PET computers. Keith Bond had them in the lab. So they were there, but they were at the very early stages. And about 89, 90, I took a sabbatical to travel throughout New England and see how distance learning was being used because we thought it might work to give a wider variety of classes to our students. And so just about that time, the high school really started changing. We brought in a lot more computers. We had computers in the library. We actually automated the library circulation when I got back from my sabbatical. So in 91, we put the whole library card catalog and everything on the computer, and started using more databases. And then it just took off.
Yes, and it's still going. It's still going. Yep. What an awful lot of work that was.
It was a lot of work, but I had good assistants, and people were willing to work with us. And I always laugh because early on, before we even automated, we were talking about it, We moved every book in the library because we rearranged the library, and I told the kids who were helping us move to be sure and look behind the books because I couldn't find any outlets. There weren't any outlets. They were all on the walls behind the books, so where would you plug in computers if you had them was
sure.
the problem.
Yeah.
And then in 2002, when they really redid the library, they completely rebuilt the library and almost tripled its size, then we really went, you know, then we were really automated.
Wonderful. Is there anything that you'd like to add about the high school library before we go on to the next section?
Just that I think our high school library, at least when I was there, like most school libraries, was kind of a hub for learning. We worked with all departments. We had math departments that wrote research papers, which was very unusual.
Oh, yes.
So we've tried to work with all the departments. We tried to bring in print and other media as people needed it and tried to be kind of a center where people could meet and greet and have a good, you know, not necessarily a grand time, but at least a nice visiting time.
Wonderful. Now we're going to move on to your position as Deputy Registrar of the Democratic Town Committee. Were you elected or appointed?
No, I was appointed. The registrar is elected.
Okay.
And that was Margie Vale, and shortly after she took the office, she called and asked me to be her deputy.
And that was 2000?
2005.
What are some of your duties?
Well, basically, I'm there to fill in if the registrar isn't there, but with Margie, we've pretty much shared them. So the registrar's office is open every week, every Wednesday from 9 to 12, so we kind of divide that up.
Mm-hmm.
We're there to register voters, to make sure their records are all kept, and then, of course, when there are elections, we're there to set up for elections and make sure the elections run smoothly, work with the moderator. Town meetings, we have to be there if there's a vote going to be taken. So it's basically we're responsible, along through the Republican registrar, to make sure that all the records are correct and the elections are run according to the laws of the state of Connecticut.
Do you personally have a term of office?
No, I don't. I'm appointed at the discretion of the registrar.
I see. And what training do you have to have?
When I first started, we were just trained on the spot, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I went
hands
in
on
and learned the job. But in the last year and a half, I guess it is, the Secretary of the State has, and the state legislator has set up certification requirements for registrars of voters. So now we have to attend 8 training sessions running anywhere from 2 to 4 hours that come via closed circuit television from UConn and Stanford and go through all the responsibilities of the registrar. That's going to be required for all registrars and deputy registrars they must complete that within two years of their election or appointment.
Oh, my word.
Yes, it's going to be very... And then there's going to be something that comes up about how you renew that, you know, after it's done. Yeah.
They keep giving you more and more training.
Yes, they do. They do.
Anything else you want to add to this section?
No, except I think I would encourage anybody who is interested in it. It's always interesting to work on elections. First of all, you get to see people you never see any other time. But it's also just to be part of that. We're fortunate in our town that the registrars get along and work together.
They do.
In
they
some
do.
Towns, they don't. And that has never been the case here. So
well, it's
makes
also we always gets along with
yes.
people.
So I like it. I enjoy being in town hall. I enjoy seeing the people. You know, we have really great people working in our town hall, and it's
we certainly do.
Good working with them, so, yeah.
Then we'll move on to the Salisbury Association civics activity. How did you become involved with the Salisbury Association?
A number of years ago, and I don't even remember how many, I was asked, I think it was Carl Williams called, and asked if I would serve a term or two on the association. And I did, and I was basically on a trustee of the association and went to the meetings, but I was working at the time and I didn't get really, really involved.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I kind of went to meetings. And so when they asked me again, I decided not to run because it didn't seem like I was doing anything. But after I retired, they came back and asked me again to serve and I said I would. And it's an interesting committee because it has... It, it gets into all parts of Salisbury. I mean, with the land trust and the history and the civic activities, and a lot of very interesting people who are very interested in their town and making things work.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, absolutely. What are some of the civic activities that you're responsible for as a committee?
Well, civic activity does town beautification, does tree planting, and those are pretty much taken care of by some subcommittees.
Yep.
It also is involved in running civic activities. For instance, the 4th of July comes under civic activities, and that's always a big town celebration. Yep. Not the parade. Party at the Grove, yeah. And we also do a concert, a Christmas concert, at just before Christmas, which is in the Academy Building now, which is always sold out. Mm-hmm. We also, in the last, this will be the third year, we in recognition of Carl Williams, who was such a great volunteer and supporter in this town, we have a scholarship that we award to a graduating high school senior that's renewable for their full, do their full 4 years. And so we get applications and do that. We just finished doing it.
How much money?
$2,500 a year. And it's based on service, being community service, but also recognizing that for most of our high school students, their community is their school. It's hard for them to do too much service in town. But it doesn't have anything to do with need or grades. It's really based on service.
Have you started interviewing the applicants?
We have. We have finished interviewing the applicants.
Ah, how many applicants did you have this year?
This time we had five. Last year I think we had six or seven. Mm-hmm. And the first year we didn't have very many because And part of it is convincing kids that it's really based on service. Sometimes kids opt out because they think, well, I'm not the top student or I'm not. So no, we have sent out our letters, and we have chosen this year's recipient. Who actually we have always liked to be able to award this at the 4th of July celebration, but the last two recipients weren't in town. But fortunately, this young man works at the Grove, so will be there.
Oh, yippee! Is he part of the summer youth program by any chance?
May have started out that way, but now
he's evolved.
He's older. He's over 16, so he does maintenance.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
Wonderful. How many are on your committee?
Our committee is, let's see, it's six or seven. Seven of us.
Okay. And who are some of the other members, please?
Lou Bucherry, Dave Beresdorfer, Terry, and Joel Cohen. I guess there's only six of them. Me and I always forget her name.
Judy Dansker.
Yeah,
this is why I take notes.
Yeah.
All right. Anything that you'd like to add to this section before we go on to something else?
No, I like that this committee, this is the newest committee of the Salisbury Association, and in many ways, for a long time, the Salisbury Association really dealt with land trusts, and it is a very, very big part of it, and that's a very important thing. And now, then, more recently, the history part of it has become very, very important. So I think it's great that we recognize civic activities, because Salisbury Association can kind of fill in and do things for the town that maybe the town government can't do.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
so it's great that we're able to do this.
And all three sections work together.
Yes, we all work together, and we're all we're all members of the Board of Trustees, though people on our committees don't have to be on the Board of Trustees.
Yeah, I've worked with the Board of Trustees as town historian ex officio, and everybody has been very supportive of whether it's inspecting the cemeteries, which I do, or the oral history, which I do.
It's a group of people who are very interested in the town of Salisbury, and people who have, if they don't have connections to people who have funds who could support activities that might not be supported by our taxes.
It's a great group of people that really
and want to. It's been around for what? Over 100 years? 1902,
1904, I think. Yeah. Something like that. Now, one of the other things that you do that I wasn't aware of before, you're co-chairman of the Fall Festival.
Yes.
And who is your other?
Jeanette Weber. I'm actually co-chairman for the Salisbury Congregational Church. There is not an overall committee anymore. Each of the churches has their own committee, but we all work together.
And what specific duties do you have in relation to that?
We coordinate all the activities that come out of this church. So, in other words, we're organizing the hayride, setting up the Salisbury band that plays, the kids' games, we're getting chairman for all the committees, so for running the treasure trove. And then Jeanette Weber, who's my co-chair, who's an expert at publicity, gets a lot of the publicity going. And we meet with the other chairs, the ones from St. John's and the ones from the Orthodox Church, to kind of set times and get things going. But most of our activities are within this church.
So it's the three churches, St. John's, the Orthodox, and the congregation.
Yeah.
Okay.
Other churches have other activities, but they're not right here.
Yeah.
Like,
now, they're in this church.
Yeah.
Those three are in this
church. No, just congregation churches
just
in this church.
Okay.
The Orthodox Church and St. John's are at St. John's.
Do you do the lunch anymore?
No, we haven't done the lunch anymore. There's been talk about bringing it back. And Latin American lunch that's done up by St. John's. And I don't get out to see most of the rest of the fair because I'm usually so busy.
I know.
But we haven't done the lunch for the last tour. It came to the point where, first of all, it used to be 3 days, and we pared it down to 2 days.
Yeah.
We used to use the whole upstairs and have all kinds of things going on.
Oh, yes.
And we don't do that anymore. It's all downstairs now. And there used to be, used clothes and art and all kinds of stuff.
Yeah.
It's all come downstairs now, and part of what we've run into is there aren't as many people that have as much time.
Oh, yes.
You know, because it was usually all run by women who were home.
Yeah, and it isn't anymore.
And there aren't women who are home anymore. And the other thing that's happened is because it's Columbus Day weekend, well, first of all, originally I think this was the only fair going on. And now, everybody has something. And also what happens is the school takes advantage of that 3-day weekend to have a 5-day weekend. And they're often out of school like Thursday, Friday, and Monday. Mm-hmm. And so you have people that go to college visits and who aren't available.
Sure.
Because they're gone.
When I was working for the fair, there used to be a bake sale.
Yeah, we still have baked goods.
And
but they're only from our church.
They're
now.
Only from your church. And there used to be an arts and crafts.
Yeah, the arts and crafts has pretty much gone the way. Yeah, I remember there used to be dried flower pictures, and a lot of those handcrafts we're just not seeing them.
Nobody has time anymore.
Yeah.
You didn't do books.
We did books too. We used to do books in a big way.
Do you still do books?
And no, we don't. We went together with the library and did them with the library for a while. And then books take a lot of time.
Tell me about it.
Yeah. I mean, sorting books and putting them out, because we used to do them with Habitat for Humanity.
Yeah.
And it took a lot of time. So finally, then the library just started doing them. And now I think the library doesn't even do its book sale the same weekend as fall.
No,
so
they have a mini. And they do their big thing in June now.
Yeah, right. So they're not even doing it.
Yeah, because I work
books,
on that for
yeah,
years.
Yeah, books are its own draw. I mean, you get the dealers rushing in. They know exactly what they're looking at the first day you're open.
Yeah.
And it just got to be, it was a space thing. I mean, we used to, when this room went all the way over there, books, and it just took all week long to set them up.
Lucy Collins and Ann Kremer and I used to sort books once or twice a week forever.
Yeah, oh no, it takes forever.
Anyway.
I mean, as I say, from the Habitat sale, and then getting rid of what you don't sell.
That's a hard part.
That's a hard part too, and that's when Habitat finally decided to stop doing books, because we took van loads of them down to the Goshen Fair, because they had a big book tent down
there. Sure.
And then they stopped doing that.
Oh, well, books are going out, everything's online.
No, there's still a lot of people looking for books.
Oh, okay. Anything else you'd like to add about the Fall Festival?
No, well, I guess what my co-chair, who moved to town just in the last 7 or 8 years, has said is the Fall Festival is a time when you see everybody working together. You see all these people that, you know, everybody works together, and it's very welcoming. And for out-of-towners, it's a, you know, it's kind of like a small-town kind of thing. It's
in a way, and maybe it's a wrong comparison, but it's something like the ski jumps.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Everybody comes together for this one event. They know what they're doing. They do their thing, and then they go back in the woodwork.
Right. Yeah. No, it's very true. It's there's been talk about, you know, making it bigger, making it smaller, doing away with it, but it always comes back.
Oh, it's a perennial. It's a perennial. And it's a wonderful activity for all ages.
Yeah, well, we have the kids from the church run the kids' games, and they do a great job with that. So, yeah.
It's a wonderful, wonderful experience. Before we close, is there anything that you'd like to add in general to this interview?
No, just that I think since we moved to town, which was it's 40 years ago? It's hard to believe. I've always enjoyed Lakeville Salisbury because it's a town where you can participate as much or as little as you want, and people understand when you can't do things, but they always want you to do things.
Yes, but they're understanding.
They're understanding. And it's a great town to live in. I mean, there aren't too many towns that I think our government is very supportive of the things that go on. And it's just, to me, it's very great.
As I said on Sunday, it's a Salisbury tradition. Everybody works together.
Yes, yeah. And a lot of things available in this town that, I mean, like the town grove and having tennis courts and all those kind of things. When my kids were little, where we had lived before in New Jersey, you would have to belong to a country club and pay big dues to have that kind of facilities. And here, they're available.
What a wonderful way to end the interview. Thank you so much.
Good.